Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the pencil players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. We're not done yet. Jerry Palm's going to step up, and then we got more college basketball talk. We've got more picks. We've got more in-game action. We've got some basketball tipping off right now in the late night hours. I'm just going to put my golf picks in right now. So Sungjae, I'm to be top 20. Louis Oosthuizen in top 20. Keith Mitchell, top 20. And Mito Pereira, top 20. I got Louis Oosthuizen to win at 20-1. But I don't go crazy with golf, but I did just put these top 20 picks in. We're on Canada versus Bahrain right now in this cricket match. We got in at Canada minus 120. Canada are now minus 900. It's a 97 over 5 right now. For Canada. FIBA World Cup qualifications going on. Basketball. A little FIBA action in the late night hours. New Zealand versus India. New Zealand, minus 38.5 right now. The game's off and running. It's 10-2 right now for the Kiwis. Wow. 38.5, huh? 38.5. And what's the first half number here? First half. We're on a little bit of a roll. We hit the Ducks live on the show. First half -23.5. Dear God. That's too many points. All right. I'm going to have to do some quick research here on the fly, but because I am a degenerate, I'll be able to find this quickly. All right. Matthias, this is proven. I'm starting from scratch here right now. All right. Starting from scratch. Let's keep this rolling. Oceania. All right. New Zealand. Our national team. All right, national team, New Zealand national team, all right. Looks like this is the first game. I see their roster, but this is the first game. There's nothing like to say, all right, how's India playing? You know what I'm saying? Generally, I'll tell you what, guys. Generally, in these instances, and you know I bet a lot of this degenerate international stuff, I'm looking at the points. Because there's an overreaction early. Because it's 12-2 right now. There's an overreaction early and stuff. And like, it's hard to really smoke someone. They're only playing 10-minute quarters as well. It's like hard to beat someone by 40 points, man. Like, just how bad are India? That's the question. Oh, boy. Filipino basketball. This is like, oh, boy. This is like I'm an alcoholic walking past a bar now. The Mercalo Bolts. Terra Firma Diep. That's a new team. I'm unaware of those guys. I'm not going to do it. I've had a nice little run. I'm not going to dip my beak into the Philippines. Even I have my limits. FIBA World Cup qualification, I almost feel it's mandatory to bet it. We got to support the FIBA World Cup. Come on. It's up to 40.5 right now. New Zealand are up 14-2. All right, let's see it. Let's see, like, all right, 16-2. If it gets really stupid with the point spread here, I'm going to jump in on with the Indians. Not the Cleveland Indians. The real Indians. India. It's funny, too, because they changed a team with the Cleveland Indians name. In the Cricket League, there's a team, the Mumbai Indians. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Bustler, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Wicked Wednesday. Thanks to the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart and Ian Cameron for throwing it down with us. Jerry Palm will join us a little bit later on. We'll get into some bracketology talk. It was a wild night tonight, man. Wild night college basketball. As Providence, the Providence game with Xavier. It's one of those weird point spreads in which, you know, come on, man. Why is a team that is like 22-3 only laying a point and a half against Xavier? Well, we found out. The game went to triple overtime, but Providence found a way. We've talked a lot about the luck index. Ah, whatever. You got to be good to be lucky. You got to be lucky to be good and all that other stuff. We've talked a lot of college basketball this week, and we're going to continue it. As I mentioned, Jerry Palm's going to join us. Welcome back. Welcome back. The NBA. The NBA is coming back. The NBA is back on Thursday night. It feels like it's been forever. The Cleveland Cavaliers laying 7.5 points on the road against the Detroit Pistons. Remember, the Boston Celtics were smoking going into the break. They had a 9-game win streak, but they lost their last game against the Pistons. So Celtics take on Brooklyn. Celtics lay 7. The news from Brooklyn is today the new mayor. And it's funny how politics can come into play and everything, right? The new mayor, what's his name, Eric Adams of New York City, said that he's going to lift the mandate, the vaccination mandate, whatever. He announced he's going to do it as soon as he possibly can, type of deal. So in other words, Kyrie Irving is going to be able to play. You know, we kind of always sort of knew that was going to happen. Most of the mandates are starting to be lifted right now across the board for the most part. You know, you see globally. So it's not really shocking, but I guess I shouldn't be shocked. I don't know if they believe this stuff or they just say it, but I watched a lot of mainstream TV shows today that were talking about, you know, the fact that Kyrie Irving is going to be able to play, that like suddenly the Nets are like a team to beat or something like that. Come on, man. Do you guys really think that nothing like weird is going to happen from here on out to the Brooklyn Nets again? This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. Now, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Throwing it down, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio. And speaking of ESPN, we brought this up earlier a little bit. Earlier, I want to get into this. So Hall of Famer Troy Aikman is expected to leave Fox Sports to become the main analyst for ESPN's Monday Night Football. The New York Post broke the story. Andrew Marchant broke the story. He's great at media, inside the media stuff. Behind the scenes. So Aikman's ESPN deal is going to be for 5 years, according to sources. His yearly salary is expected to approach or exceed a neighborhood of Tony Romo's $17.5 million per year contract with CBS. Dear God, $17.5 million a year. So in other words, he's getting $1 million a game. He's getting $1 million a game. I think Troy Aikman is great. I'm a big Troy Aikman fan in the booth, and I think it's a great hire. Yet, I don't think like Troy Aikman brings $17.5 million worth. You know what I'm saying? But if that's the market, that's the market. And the thing is, I totally get it. You know, he can. Everyone can thank Tony Romo. Tony Romo was way overpaid. Let's just call it out for what it is, right? Tony Romo. And the thing you notice for Romo, Romo's never really gotten better as an announcer, you know what I mean, or as an analyst. Romo's voice, because he always loses his voice midway through the season. His voice has a hard time cutting through. And the little, you know, call and the play thing is cute a few times, but it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Any quarterback knows what they're going to call. Like, Greasy can do that, too. He doesn't, you know what I mean? You know, like, he's good, but he got paid so much money. You know, these guys have good agents, they're the right people, the right place, right time type thing. So, if you're Aikman, you're going to say, listen, Tony Romo's making that $17 million a year. I didn't realize Romo was making that much. I thought Romo was making like $12 million a year. So, and even that's a lot, but I didn't realize he's making $17 million a year. But if you're Aikman, you're going to say, man, Romo's making that much money, and Romo never even won. I'm a three-time Super Bowl champion, and I've been on TV longer than he has. So, yeah, you got to pay me. So, the deal is, though, I don't think that ESPN was thinking to themselves, we need to hire Troy Aikman, right? I don't think they were like, you know what? We're going to steal Troy Aikman and we're going to give him $17.5 million a year on a five-year deal. It's a lot of money. But Al Michaels is done with NBC, right? Like that whole NBC thing is done. Yeah, they're still doing games and stuff. But the you know what I mean? Like Michelle Tafoya retired. Al Michaels' contract is up, and there was talk about Amazon and stuff like that with Michaels. But word is now, in the same report here, ESPN declines a comment. But Al Michaels, all right, so Al Michaels is in negotiations to be the Amazon Prime Video of Thursday Night Football. All right, so Al Michaels wanted Troy Aikman. So basically the deal, basically the thought is now that ESPN would go after Al Michaels, yet as the story goes on, they're saying, you know, there's reports that ESPN could go after Joe Buck as well. So either way, basically Levy, Brady, Levy, Greasy. I'm getting confused with the names here. Levy, Greasy. I'm seeing Sean Payton in the mix here, too. Where's Sean Payton going to end up? Yeah, Steve Levy, Lewis Riddick, and Brian Greasy. They're going to basically be done. All right? Like, they're going to be done. But ESPN is going to have various feeds. And over the next few years, ESPN has an expansion in NFL games from 18 to 25. They will need multiple crews to call them. So they're not like getting canned or anything like that. But it's interesting stuff what's going on right now behind the scenes. Like I said, Sean Payton's in the mix getting into TV here. The thing is ESPN going to try to cut a deal with... There's no way Al Michaels can do Thursday night and Monday night, right? That's asking too much. He's 77, and no one wants to do that. So that's asking a little bit too much. I'm seeing here that Fox agreed to give Aikman $13 million a year. And he still left. He still left for the 17 and a half. Interesting stuff. We'll see how this plays out. Because listen, if you're giving $17.5 million to Troy Aikman, basically $1 million a week to do the games, if you're giving him that much money, you're gonna have to have a big time play by play guy too. You can't just sort of, you know what I mean? You know, the talent needs to match the talent. And as far as Tom Brady is concerned, this is another thing. And I don't know what the hell he's doing with this. Is Tom Brady's making a movie? And there's like Sally Fields and Jane Fonda in it and stuff. Like, are you kidding me? I better not mock it. It'll probably win an Oscar, right? it'll probably win an Oscar. But I was thinking about Monday Night Football and how the property, you know what I mean? Like, when did it change? It's almost like, you know, jumping the sharks, like The Simpsons. When did The Simpsons start sucking? And I love The Simpsons, but let's just call it up for what it is. The Simpsons sucks now, right? So, and as somebody that knows that I've watched pretty much, I haven't watched every episode of The Simpsons. People think I have, but I haven't. I don't know episodes of The Simpsons from like season 15 on, right? And I've watched them on like replays and stuff online. So I've seen, like, I sort of did my own little study once. I was like, all right, when does it start to suck? Right. And I got to tell you, right around like season 13, seems like the first 10 years were strong. Even like 11 and 12 was good. Seems like when it got to year 13, 14, whatever, they started to slip. And now it's just terrible. Now you look at Monday Night Football. You had, and the first ever guy was Keith Jackson, but he only did it for a year. Whoa, Nelly, the voice of college football. Keith Jackson was the first play-by-play guy. Keith Jackson, Howard Cosell, and Don Meredith. Turn out the lights, the party's over. And then they brought in Frank Gifford. Right? Then it was Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and Don Meredith. And it was like that way for years in the 70s. Then Fred Williamson was brought on board for a year. Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, Fred Williamson. Then for years it was Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, Alex Karras for a couple of years. Then it was back to Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, Don Meredith. So that's sort of when I started watching, right? In that era, like 77 type thing. And that was my early Monday Night Football, Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and Don Meredith. And then they brought in Fran Tarkenton. Then they brought in O.J. Simpson. And it was always sort of the consistent. Frank Gifford, Don Meredith, O.J. Simpson. Eventually, Don Meredith retired. For 1 year, they had Frank Gifford, O.J. Simpson, and Joe Namath. That's pretty badass. Then they had Al Michaels and Frank Gifford. Then for years, there was this run. You guys remember this. I like this run, too. Some people, you know, they do this and that. But Dan Dierdorf.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs. Driving the future. Propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Michaels, Frank Gifford, and Dan Dierdorf for years. Al Michaels, Frank Gifford, Dan Dierdorf, Lynn Swann. Al Michaels, Dan Dierdorf, Boomer Esiason. Al Michaels, Boomer Esiason. Al Michaels, Dan Fouts. All right, that's where we lost it. not because of Dan Fouts, but Dennis Miller, the year 2000. There we go. That was a train wreck of all train wrecks. I'll give him credit for trying, but it sucked.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team.
Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Late Night Anger Management Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. People in the chat were asking about salaries and stuff like that. As we were talking about Troy Aikman set to sign a $17.5 million deal. For the record, he was making $7.5 million. And I don't know what everybody is making, but we do have the top earners here in the business. We have the top earners in the business. Mike Greenberg, ESPN, makes $6.5 million a year. Troy Aikman was making $7.5 million a year at Fox. And I guess we just said they offered him a new deal at $13 million a year, and he's taking a $17.5 million a year deal with ESPN to do Monday Night Football. Skip Bayless. This is actually disheartening to find out that Skip Bayless makes $8 million a year. Dear God. Well, this is why he says all the stupid things that he says, right? Mike Tirico. Somebody in the chat asked about Mike Tirico because Tirico's taking over the Sunday Night Football, right, for without Michaels leaving. Mike Tirico makes $10 million a year. Thing is, with Tirico is he can do various sports, right? Like, there, you know, NBC gets their bang for their buck for Tirico. You know, he can do Notre Dame football on Saturdays. He can do the Sunday night football for them. And he can't pull the rock star like Al Michaels deal. Like, that's like Al Michaels is 77, right? Like, Tirico is a little different. Like, they give him $10 million and they tell him, listen, you're doing this, right? Al Michaels, like, I'm not doing this. Like, Al Michaels, like, I'll sign a deal to do one game a week for you. Right, Tirico signs a deal where they're like, listen, you're going to do the Olympics, you're going to do Notre Dame, you're going to do Sunday Night Football, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, right? Like, whatever, they're going to run him into the ground, right? They're paying him that money. Jim Nantz is in the $10 million range. $10.5 million for Nantz, $10 million for Joe Buck. So it seems like $10 million is the going rate for the top play-by-play guys. Jim Nantz, multi-dimensional too, right? That's the key. If you only do one sport, you're not going to get this type of money. Like, Joe Buck can seamlessly, you know, go from baseball into football. It's not easy to do that. Jim Nantz can go in from college basketball, NFL football. He can do golf for you. You know, if you ever get the Olympics or you do something sappy, you can do Hello Friends and all that type of stuff. Yeah, Nantz makes $10.5 million. Stephen A. Smith makes $12 million a year. He just recently signed that deal, $12 million a year. Michael Strahan making bank. Strahan makes $17 million a year. And that's combined. Strahan's one of the rare dudes that gets away with, like, working for different networks. Right, he's the co-host of Good Morning America, and on ABC, and he's of course he's the Fox football analyst and in the studio during the NFL season. And Strahan has a lot of endorsements and stuff too. He's a likable guy. $17 million a year for Michael Strahan. Tony Romo, $18 million a year. Yeah, Romo signed a 10-year, $180 million deal. He's made more money than he did as a player. And then the two highest people in the sports media business right now, Jim Rome. Jim Rome, $30 million a year he makes. He's making $30 million a year, Jim Rome. And you know, if you wonder, like, how, like, really? You know what I mean? And listen, I'm a big Jim Rome fan. Like, I love Jim Rome, right? So I'm a kind of distant. I wanted to go say hi to him at when we were on Media Row. I met him once before, but I wanted to go over again and speak to him, but I just never did. Timing was never right, whatever. But I'm a big Jim Rome fan. But even I'm surprised to find out. It's like, really? He's making $30 million a year now? Like, Jim Rome's not, you know what I mean? He's big, but, you know, it seems like he was bigger years ago. You know what I'm saying? He does his thing now, and, you know what I mean? He's rich as hell. He does his thing, and he loves it and stuff. But, like, you know what I mean? He used to be bigger, right? And, or, you know what I mean? Just sort of, you know, there was less competition. Now there's a million. You know, you got the bar stools. And then it leads us into the next man, Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee, who recently just signed the 4-year deal as well in the same $30 million a year range. So McAfee is actually number one with Jim Rome, $30 million a year. And it's funny because there's a couple of people that aren't on this list that they bitched about McAfee's deal publicly. And now I see why, because they're not on this list. These guys on the list don't care. They're making money. But remember, Boomer Esiason was like, Pat McAfee, I've never heard of him. The only reason I've ever heard of this guy is because Aaron Rodgers goes on his show. And that was just sort of like, yeah, well, really? I mean, Pat McAfee is on Friday Night SmackDown. Like, he is kind of everywhere, right? It's not just because Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, McAfee was already big before Rodgers. Rodgers went on the show because the show was big, not the other way around. Right? Michael Wilbon squat was bitching about, Wilbon bitched about McAfee making all that money too. Who the hell is this guy? He's just a punter in the NFL, you know, making all his money as a show and whatever. And as you see, they're only bitching because they're not on this list. Stephen A. Smith's making 12 mil, so he's not going to complain, right? But, you know, Boomer Esiason works hard. I like Boomer too. Boomer works hard. He does his radio shows and he does the TV stuff in New York and then he does the NFL stuff. So Boomer's busting his ass and stuff like that. I get it. But Boomer was like, oh, you know, McAfee just shows up and he's getting all this money. And thing is, Boomer didn't understand. He goes, I don't understand, because Boomer said on his show, he did a segment, he's like, he said, I don't understand how McAfee can return that type of money. Right, he said, I don't understand how, like, you know what I mean, like, where's the money come from? And he goes, oh, it's a bad deal and stuff like that. But what Boomer and these older dudes don't get is companies want, like, why do you think Barstool is so popular? Right, because Barstool reaches these college kids and stuff. Like, you get customers for life. Why do you think credit card companies hang around high schools and want to sign you up? Right, sort of like, you know what I mean, First Rock's free kid, right? You know, that type of deal. Right, you get the brand early, and then you're going to be, you know, your brand, you know, with that brand for life. Right? Like, if you start betting with FanDuel when you're 22 years old and stuff like that, and they never cause you any problems and stuff, you're still going to be betting with them 10 years later, right? 20 years later. Right? Like, it's all about, like, brand association with this stuff, and the old guys don't really get that. You know, they're great at talking about football and stuff, but they don't understand, like, the, you know, they don't understand crypto. They don't understand NFT. They don't understand how sportsbooks have all the power now, right? Like, they don't, it's a changing dynamic. But even me, and I know about all this money stuff, and even I'm a little bit like, wow. Like, you know, wow, it's a lot of money. So, like Jim Rome, thing is, Jim Rome's a genius, and the thing with Rome is he owns, like, his radio rights. Right, I guess he's been around long enough. He used to be with Westwood One, and he had, like, different deals and stuff. But, I, you know, when the deals expire, he's rich enough. So think of every affiliate that he has. He's getting, like, money for this. Right? It's like selling records type thing. He's getting paid in, like, you know, 480 markets every day. Plus, he's got his TV gig. He's got, you know, the radio show nationally, not just to mention the AM affiliates and stuff that he's getting paid for. Like, Rome's just raking it in. Although Jim Rome's more into his horses and stuff now, right? He's into racing. You can afford it. We always tell people, see, I'm a talk show host and I owned a horse. I'd like to be like Jim Rome, but I'll never make $30 million a year in this industry. I'd have to like become like the biggest cocaine dealer in the United States to make this money. I hate to break it to you, Matias, but we're not making 30 mil. At this point, if I was going to do it, what would that happen? We're going to have to be like Randy Lanier, the guy in the Netflix documentary, Bad Sport. We're going to have to like bring in 165,000 keys. and then we can make $30 million. And we'll also do 30 years in jail. But 30 mil. But yeah, Rome can afford. That's why Rome has horses in the Kentucky Derby and stuff like that. He can afford if it doesn't go well. Some serious, serious coin right there.
Lots of jealousy in the sports media world. But you know what? I'm happy to see Pat McAfee doing his thing and clicking with the young people with their niche.
Yeah. You know what?
Remember when we were in Radio Row? They let all the fans in? He had Khalif up there rapping and the whole thing, man. He knows how to get the groove going.
Yeah, he was the only one that had that, right? He thought about the people. No, we're going to get these people in, right? Like exactly. He connects. It's all about authenticity. But you just nailed it. You read my mind, actually. You nailed it as far as jealousy. And I don't get jealous of this stuff. To me, it inspires me more. You know what I mean? To me, it's like, all right. Yeah, I mean, like, oh, it's not fair. This guy's not worth it, and they're not worth it. It's like, I don't know, like, they earn.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
They got the deal. They did it. It's like when you see somebody with a super hot chick and you're like, how the hell did they do it? Well, they did it. It's like George Costanza. You know, how did you get a place and a job? Don't worry. I did it. It's done. I think the greatest takeaway from all of this, though, is that I am underpaid. I think that is the moral of this story. Jerry Palm joins us next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gable Morenci. We're breaking it down. Sirius XM Channel 159, a mightier 1090. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, but you already know that. Let's bring in one of my favorite guests, Jerry Palm, who CBSSports.com, who evidently makes a lot more money than I thought he did, because I saw, Jerry, that an unnamed bettor dropped $55,000 on the Boilermakers to win the championship. And I was thinking, man, Jerry's like making bank. He's dropping 55 dimes on Purdue to win. So it was an unnamed bettor. Was it you, Mr. Jerry Palm? Was it you?
No, here's the thing about that. I would never bet my team, period. No way am I betting my team. Good or bad or indifferent. I'm just,
you're like Pete Rose.
Too invested. Well, no, I mean, I'm not that invested, but I'm too invested emotionally, and betting is not a good thing if you're emotional. So, no, I'd be willing to bet other stuff, but I'm not betting on my own team.
Listen, emotions are running high right now in college basketball. And listen, you're one of the best to do it and ever to do it, you know, the bracketology and break all this stuff down. Is it just me, or are there more teams than usual on the bubble? And some pretty, like, you know, is this normal? Is this par for the course this year?
Yeah, it's really more a function of the schedule and how much of the schedule is left than it is, you know, the teams themselves. And, you know, of course, your definition of bubble might be different than mine. But usually, I don't even start writing bubble watch until the beginning of February, because, you know, until you're like 4 weeks away from the selections, or maybe five, the bubble's too big. But then as the season pares down, teams are playing their way on and off, and the fewer number of games left for each team reduces the number of chances that they have to play their way on. So the bubble just pares down because of the number of opportunities left and the number of teams with enough opportunities left to play their way either on or off.
Okay, let's agree. There are a lot of big games coming up. And I totally get your point as far as not more teams, just there's only a few games left now, and it's getting real. But, you know, I'm just looking. Let's talk about the Mountain West, actually. So San Diego State, how bad, or, you know, was that a devastating loss against Boise? Heartbreaking loss at that. I mean, there were four lead changes in the last minute of the basketball game. San Diego State, they could have buried it. They missed a couple of free throws. Talk to me about the Aztecs and where they're at as far as the tournament is concerned.
Well, they've still got chances. And the nice thing about the Mountain West this year, they're having a great year as a league. I think the last time they put three teams even in the NCAA tournament was like 2015. And they've got a shot at four this year. So we'll see how it finishes. San Diego State is the fourth of those teams. So obviously it would have been great to get a road win at Boise. But I don't think that eliminates them. And especially when you consider they still have Wyoming coming up and the conference tournament. So for San Diego State, you know, they don't have a bad loss. The problem is they don't really have a great number of, you know, what you'd call quality wins. But they did beat St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference, second-best team in that league. They beat Colorado State, the second-best team so far, maybe even the best, in their own league. And they still have Wyoming at home. So, but what they've got to do is take care of the other games. You know, the San Jose State, maybe you have to win, you know, at Nevada, which isn't going to be easy. You know, those games are going to matter, too, because the thing that you can say about them right now, they don't really have a bad loss. They've got to make sure they don't take a bad loss between now and the end of the season, and then see how many, you know, decent wins that they can get to impress the committee.
I don't think, you know, UNLV are kind of coming out of nowhere right now, and they would have to continue to win a lot of basketball games. But with that being stated, I wanted to ask you, so how close are they? Because they're kind of they've snuck up on everybody, haven't they? It's like, hey, look at UNLV. They keep winning.
Yeah, but UNLV isn't going to be an NCAA tournament team at that large. They're just they're not sneaking up that far. But they host the conference tournament. So, you know, they only have to win, three on their home floor.
Which they never do, though, right? Even when they were good, they never really won at home.
Yes, it's happened before, but you can only, if you're not very good, then I don't care where you're playing. It's probably
that's a good point.
You know,
I just bring it up, Jerry, because I live in Vegas.
Hot, yeah, if they're coming in hot and playing on their home floor, that's not an insignificant advantage for UNLV.
I just remember there was talk about a few of the coaches were like, you know, it's kind of ridiculous at the Mountain West tournaments in Vegas all the time.
Yep.
I think it was Steve Alford with New Mexico. He said, listen, they haven't won in 9 years, and we don't really have a problem with this. Like, he sort of took a punch on that.
Yeah, it has to do with the quality of the program, right?
But I get it.
Yeah, when they're good, you know, it's an advantage. And they don't have to be the best team in the league. They can be like the third best team in the league, right? And that becomes a significant advantage playing at home.
Jerry Palma with us. Jerry, you know, normally we talk about the West Coast Conference. Listen, it's Gonzaga, and I guess if you don't get smoked in the championship game and you have a good record, you might get in. I've been wondering about this, and I brought it up, and I'm glad that we have you on because you're the guy to ask about this. I was asking sort of handicappers and, you know, speaking out loud. I'm like, man, how many of these teams could actually get in the tournament in the West Coast Conference? There's some pretty good basketball teams here right now. Specifically, let's talk to me about the San Francisco Dons, St. Mary's. You know, they St. Mary's, they normally get buried. If it's not hot, it can't beat Gonzaga, and they better look good doing it. But they're genuinely a good team. Seems like the Dons are sort of right there. Talk to me about the West Coast Conference teams.
Sure. It's funny. I even said this during the Bracket Reveal show the other day. It's been a great year for basketball west of the Rockies.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 hasn't really been part of it. It's been the Mountain West for three or four teams deep for the NCAA tournament, and then a couple of other teams that are not far behind that group but probably not tournament quality. Well, the West Coast Conference is the same thing. Three or four NCAA tournament teams. BYU is the bubbliest of the group, and then – you know, Santa Clara is a good team. Yeah, they just probably aren't going to make the NCAA tournament, but you better show up to play them. So it's been unusual depth in both of those leagues this year, and that helps Gonzaga too, because now it's not like there's only one team in the league, which is much more typical, that it's Gonzaga and one other team. Now they've got, you know, three or four teams that they can play that actually are quality wins on their tournament resume. So and they're all wins because they're still head and shoulders better than everybody else. But and one of the best teams in the country, my favorite going into the tournament would be Gonzaga. But yeah, they're St. Mary's is having a good year. San Francisco's having a good year. You know, neither one of those teams. Well, San Francisco took a bad loss to Portland at home, which, you know, they can't do that again. St. Mary's doesn't have one. And then BYU has been, they were doing great until they had a 4-game losing streak. In the middle of conference play here, they seem to have bounced back from that. But now that because of that, their margin for error is pretty much gone. BYU has to finish strong if they're going to make the tournament.
CBS Sports' Jerry Palm joining us. I am Gable Moranci, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Yeah, it's a great point that you raised as far as there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of programs that are having great seasons on the West Coast, and the Pac-12. You know, the Pac-12 was so criticized last year. UCLA, you know, they had not just UCLA, but they had the great run in the tournament. The entire conference did.
Right.
And now we're just sort of back to people not paying attention to them too much. But I've been talking a lot about Arizona on the team. I'm a massive Mathurin fan. Yeah, he's a tough kid. I know his story. I know people close to him. He's just a tough kid. And I've been telling people, this isn't your country club volleyball Arizona team, guys. These kids are mentally tough. These kids have played street ball. Like, they're different. Yeah. This is not the typical Arizona team. Am I crazy in telling people this, Jerry?
No. And they've shown their resiliency in some of the games that they've played here recently. You know, that they've had to grind through some of these games that they've played of late, and not always against great teams, but it doesn't really matter. You know, it's not always going to be easy. And Arizona has found a way to win the games that, you know, where things aren't going right, or, you know, I remember, you know, one of the things that concerns me about Purdue is, you know, they're not a great defensive team, right? And Matt Painter says, look, when your shots aren't falling, how are you going to win the game? And that's what he asked his team. Well, Arizona has found ways to win games when things aren't going right. And that's a great quality to have. It's a reason why they're a number one seed and a reason why they could make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, because things don't have to be perfect for them to find ways to win.
Talk to me about the Ducks a little bit right now. They, you know, they sort of stumbled out of the gate. They had injuries, rebuilding the roster. But I've got a ton of respect for Altman and what he does here. How far away are they? What do the Ducks have to do right now from here on out?
Well, they need to stop screwing up, because really the thing about Oregon is they've really had some terrible losses. They've got the sweep of the L.A. schools on the road. That's great. But then, you know, you lose at home to Cal, you lose at home to Colorado, you lose at home to Arizona State, and on the road to Arizona State. You know, and it's too much. You know, and in the Pac-12, you don't get the opportunity to make up for those games, because there's only three teams that you can play that help you. And now they're done with Arizona, I think. But they have the L.A. schools coming back to Oregon. You know, those games are vital for Oregon's chances. If they don't win either one of those games, I don't see a path to an at-large bid for them, because I don't know how they make up for all of the negative games that appear on their tournament resume.
Well, I guess I'll have to bet him to win the NIT if that happens after the fight, if it comes down to that. So that, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I always appreciate your time, Jerry. Florida Gators, massive win against Auburn over the weekend, and then they fall short against Arkansas. I kind of thought they were going to fall short against Arkansas, but what's your take on the Gators moving forward right now? Oh, I love this Hog team. Yeah, I love this Hog team as well.
Yeah. Well, they're starting, Arkansas starting to play like we thought they would at the beginning of the year. Took them a couple of months to get the roll going, but yeah, they're a good team. Florida is you know, really close to the cut line. Could go either way. They've got, you know, that was a big opportunity last night that came short. No, you know, but there are more because they're in the SEC, so they've got other chances. Now they've got two road games, Georgia and Vanderbilt, coming up. Those are must wins. I mean, they're road games in a league. Georgia's already, you know, stung a couple people. You've got to win those games. And then take your chances with Kentucky at home to end the regular season, and probably going to have to beat one of the tournament-caliber teams at least in the conference tournament to feel any level of comfort about getting into the NCAA tournament. But they got to take care of business in the games against teams that you just have to win.
And finally, in closing, I'll throw the Memphis Tigers at you, Jerry, because I find it interesting that they have a lot of guys on the show, and they've got sleepers, and they're betting on this team, and I hear, you know, Memphis are really dangerous. Memphis are really dangerous. And I'm thinking, well, don't they have to be in the tournament to actually win the tournament? So what about the Memphis Tigers? Where are you at with this team?
You know, it's funny because Memphis can be dangerous, but sometimes they're danger only to themselves.
Yeah.
The win over Houston was huge for them, and especially on the road. And they're going to get them again at home, I think, to end the regular season. But they were swept by SMU. They lost to East Carolina. They lost to Mississippi. They lost to Tulane. They lost to Georgia. I mean, it's that's a lot to make up for in a league that doesn't give you a lot of chances to do that. And then they get swept by SMU. So that's, you know, two chances gone. It's going to be tough for Memphis. They're like my last team in today. But, you know, they've got to take care of business. They've got to be consistent. And that hasn't been their MO this year. But they get Temple, Wichita State, at South Florida, Houston. So three out of four at home to finish the season. And they just have to get hot, you know, right now. Time is running out. I don't know that they have to beat Houston at home, but it certainly would help to beat Houston at home. But they got to win the other games first because...
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That's been Memphis this year. You know, they'll do something good and then do something bad. Do something good, do something bad. They haven't got time left. There's no more time for them to do something bad.
Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. It's always a pleasure, Jerry. I know you're super busy, so I always really appreciate you taking the time to be in, especially at this time of the year. Look forward to catching up with you down the road, my man.
All right, thanks. Take care. You're in
point blank range. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Jay Palm. Always great talking college basketball with Jared. Like what he said, there's just not that many games left right now as far as more teams being on the bubble. It just seems though there's a ton of teams. There's a ton of teams with a puncher's chance still to get in. There just seems to me there's a lot of teams that around that like 17-11 type stuff in which, you're not in a great conference and stuff, and that's not going to get you in. But if you win a bunch of games and you won your conference tournament, you're in automatically. But I'm not ready to discount some of these teams. Like, specifically, the West Coast Conference. Normally, it's just Gonzaga, man. It's like Gonzaga, and you feel bad for St. Mary's. You know what I mean? It's like, man, you kind of feel bad for St. Mary's here, but they're not getting in now because they just got smoked in the title game. This year, it's different. You know what I mean? Like BYU are a tournament-worthy team. St. Mary's are a tournament-worthy team. The Dons are knocking on the door right now. So speaking of knocking on the door, the Ducks, we've talked about the Duck game, UCLA. The Ducks have had too many bad losses this year, all right? And they can erase this with some nice wins down the stretch. The Ducks routinely step up, you know what I mean? Like, you know, in the Pac-12 conference tournament, they'll step up. And now this is their time of the year right now. And we always say this, you know, but it's a little bit different in the NFL and in pro sports, you know, late in the season, all the team needs the, just because you need something doesn't mean you're going to get it. I need to make $30 million a year. I'm not going to get it. Just because you need something doesn't mean you're going to get it. But let's be real. The Duck season's on the line. I think they're up to it. All right. If they lose, they're going to lose at the buzzer and a heartbreak or something. Take the Ducks plus the three. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.